during the days leading up to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. And their music from a comedic operetta, the story of a group of young fools in an attempt to marry into wealth. Music from The Merry Widow by Hungarian composer Franz Lehár, a ball scene performed by the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by John Elliott Gardner, here on Kansas Public Radio. We're off and running on another hour of classical music. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to take over for the afternoon time. The New York Philharmonic Orchestra and Leonard Bernstein unveil a grand symphony by Haydn later, Symphony No. 88 from Franz Joseph, and later, harpist Judy Lohmann, with music by Marcel Grandjeanet, a man with a great reputation as a talented harpist, and one of his rhapsodies for the instrument all just ahead. The London Symphony and Antal Doradi take it up next, and music by Romanian composer George Enescu, something written in 1901. George Enescu was about 20 years of age by that time, and despite being so young, he was about to contribute to the world of classical music what he would best be known for, a pair of Romanian rhapsodies. In the composer's words, just a few tunes thrown together without thinking about it. We'll hear Romanian Rhapsody No. 1 and A next on KPR. And just like that, in the year 1901, 19-year-old Romanian composer George Enescu gave the world his two most enduring contributions to the classical music world, his two Romanian rhapsodies, the first of which we heard played by the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted in that recording by Antal Doradi on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is about 12:27. And still to come, in just about 10 minutes' time, Leonard Bernstein brings us the New York Philharmonic and the 88th Symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn. That's in a few minutes in this noon hour on KPR, where support for classical music comes from the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra presenting Mad About Mozart to open their 38th season Wednesday evening at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral in Kansas City. Tickets at kcchamberorchestra.org. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. It's 81 degrees here at the KU campus, and today a high of 89, sunny skies. Clear for tonight with a low of 57. It cools off a little bit tomorrow. The temperature is going to jump up and down through the weekend, it looks like. Temperatures around 78 on Friday and back up to around 89 on Saturday. Next, we have music from composer Marcel Grandjeanet, who was born in Paris in 1891 and studied the harp by the age of 8. He was one of the youngest to be admitted into the Paris Conservatory and was touring throughout Europe by the time he was 11. Later on, he came over to the United States to take up the position as head of the Department of Harp Studies at the Juilliard School. He did that in 1938 and held that post until his death in 1975, and brought his technique for harp to a whole generation of American harpists, such as Judy Lohmann, who will hear perform Grandjeanet's Rhapsody for Harp, Opus 10, next on KPR. A Rhapsody for Harp from the composer and harpist Marcel Grandjeanet, played by Judy Lohmann, today on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:37. News from NPR awaiting us at the top of the hour. Classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. Halloween's going to arrive a little bit early, too, at KBR's next Cinema Go-Go, which is tomorrow night at Liberty Hall, a night of classic monster movies, including Dr. X and Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. and tickets available at the door. All the details are available at kansaspublicradio.org, made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. We bring you next the New York Philharmonic and Leonard Bernstein as conductor for one of the later symphonies by Franz Joseph Haydn, written shortly after his stay in Paris in the late 18th century. Symphony No. 88 in G is next on Kansas Public Radio. Symphony No. 88 in G major by Franz Joseph Haydn, performed by the New York Philharmonic, led by Leonard Bernstein, on Kansas Public Radio, where it's just about 1 p.m., and up ahead, news from NPR, followed by the next hour of music, where there'll be some marvelous Hungarian chamber music from Ernst von Dachnanyi. That and more, still to come. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 Sierra Natchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Down 265 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. A dash of Beethoven's music and the Turkish March from the Ruins of Athens. Leonard Slatkin led the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra to welcome us to this 1 o'clock hour of KPR's classical music on a Thursday afternoon. Good to be with you for it. I'm Jeff Watson. We've got the players of Spectrum Concerts Berlin ready to join us in a few minutes with a sextet for piano, strings, clarinet, and horn, a nice blending of the instruments from Hungarian composer Ernst von Dachnanyi, and later on Staatskapelle Dresden with a scherzo for orchestra by Antony Dvorak. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Law Office of David J. Brown, LC in Lawrence, working to help individuals, small businesses, families, and non-traditional families with legal and estate planning needs. Located at 120 East 9th Street in Lawrence, and the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Our next recording is of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner. And there's quite a lot going on in just a short time with our next offering, a concert overture from Franz von Suppé of Austria, something that opens with a grand and joyful fanfare, which gives way to a lyrical melody, then a military march, followed by a gentle waltz. It is the Vienna Jubilation Overture, next on KPR. And they call that lively work the Vienna Jubilation Overture from composer Franz von Suppé of Austria. We heard the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner, on Kansas Public Radio. 15 minutes into our 1 p.m. hour of music, and in the second half of the hour, we await the ensemble Staatskapelle Dresden for the Scherzo Capriccioso. Similarly, likewise, lively music from Antonín Dvořák. That'll be along in just a bit. Here on KPR, thanks for being with us this Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists, open Fridays 1 to 5, and by appointment. Details at cidergallery.com. And Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City Jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenlitylounge.com. For our next performance, we're with the Players of Spectrum Concerts Berlin to enjoy a rather fulsome bit of chamber music by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dachnanyi, something that he composed in the year of 1935, a year that he had plenty of time to focus on work, as he was laid up, bedridden, with a bad case of thrombosis for most of 1935, but it gave him plenty of time to devote to this bit of chamber music, which, in the words of one reviewer, had its greatest values of being melodically original, every tune invented, not borrowed, and not based on a quotation. Dachnanyi's Sextet for Piano, Strings, Clarinet, and Horn, with Spectrum Concerts Berlin, next on KPR. And so ends the Sextet for Piano, Strings, Clarinet, and Horn, in C major, composed in 1935 by Ernst von Dachnanyi, played by the musicians of Spectrum Concerts Berlin on Kansas Public Radio. 1:46 is the time. At the top of the hour, NPR News, with classical music continuing till 3 this afternoon. Coming up tomorrow night, Monsters Rule at Liberty Hall for KPR's next Cinema Go-Go. This time, it's some classic chillers for the Halloween season. Dr. X and Frankenstein meets the Wolfman. See him on the big screen tomorrow night. The doors open at 6:30. Tickets at the door. Made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Support for classical music comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Arancia de Mexico. Saturday evening, October 26th, the new generation of mariachi takes the stage for a night of Mexican music. More at jccc.edu/mtc. And next we have a recording of Staatskapelle Dresden to hear music by Antonín Dvořák. Something written in 1883, a busy year for Antonín Dvořák, a year that saw the completion of his Seventh Symphony, several concert overtures, a whole piano trio, as well as this creation for orchestra of a wholly singular and unique character, known as the Scherzo Capriccioso. Pavel Berglund leads Staatskapelle Dresden on KPR. The Scherzo Capriccioso, written in 1883 by Antonín Dvořák, performed by the Players of Staatskapelle Dresden, conducted by Pavel Berglund on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2 p.m., and in just a moment, news from NPR. Coming up in the next hour, we have, among other things, Romances for Violin and Piano by Clara Schumann, and The Wonderful Nights in the Gardens of Spain by Manuel de Falla. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. You know, 72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
From NPR News, and while I was down 266 points, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. And there's a little something for you from English composer Edward Gurman of the late 19th and early 20th century, a composer who was seen as the spiritual successor to Arthur Sullivan in the field of English comic opera. And there, a little incidental music from one such production from 1900, a country dance from Nell Gwynn. Adrian Leeper led the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where classical music continues. I'm Jeb Watson, and here until 3 p.m., between now and then, we will enjoy Romances, three of them for violin and piano by Clara Schumann, And then later, with the Philadelphia Orchestra and pianist Philippe Entremont, will be transported to a magical place in Manuel de Falla's Suite for Piano and Orchestra, Nights in the Gardens of Spain. That was all just ahead here on KPR's Classical Music on a Thursday afternoon. We're glad you could be with us. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, a Christian-based ministry formed to help develop children emotionally, spiritually, physically, and academically, with after-school classes in gardening, cooking, art, and more. Details at cherrystreet.org. Here's another go-around with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, this time by Kenneth Salito. Joining them is the oboe virtuoso Albrecht Mayer, for something written by Vincent Danti in 1888, what he described as a rhapsody on four themes. They call this the Fantasy on Popular Themes on Kansas Public Radio. A Fantasy on Popular Themes. Those would have been themes popular in the year of 1888 around Paris. Music composed by Vincent Dandy, played by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Kenneth Salito, with the oboist Albrecht Mayer on KPR. It is 2:25, and coming up in about 10 minutes from now, Eugene Normandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra with music to transport us to an enchanting place, Nights in the Gardens of Spain, a suite for piano and orchestra by Manuel de Falla. That's just ahead this afternoon on KPR. Support for classical music comes from KTWU Channel 11, local public television, where arts, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org, KTWU Channel 11, local public television. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. By Linus Darren Roseanne and Hugh Sung at piano, with us next. We'll enjoy three romances for violin and piano, music written by Clara Schumann, next on KPR. Three romances for violin and piano by Clara Schumann, performed by violinist Darren Roseanne, along with pianist Hugh Sung, on Kansas Public Radio. If you're interested in catching live music by female composers, you'll be interested in the concert for the Lawrence Orchestra happening this Saturday, the 5th, at 7:30 p.m. at Plymouth Congregational Church at Vermont Street in Lawrence. Voices of Women, featuring the First Symphony of Florence Price, the first African-American woman to be recognized as a symphonic composer. Her first symphony we got a little taste of yesterday morning with Cordelia. We'll also hear City Beautiful by Dr. Ingrid Stotzel of KU, and Changing Faces by Dr. Alyssa Morris of Kansas State. Voices of Women, this Saturday, October 5th, 7:30 p.m., at Plymouth Congregational Church here in Lawrence. And find out more at lawrenceorchestra.org. Later on tonight, Tango Thursday follows Classics Live at 7. Destiny has Cubanos Tango music by Manuel de Falla, plus a Brahms symphony. That's Classical Music with Destiny, your host tonight from 8 to 9. Speaking of music by Manuel de Falla, we have some for you right now. And a suite for piano and orchestra that transports us to the jasmine-scented gardens of the Alhambra in Spanish Andalusia. We'll hear Nights in the Gardens of Spain for piano and orchestra, the Philadelphia Orchestra, with pianist Philippe Entremont, next on KPR. Nights in the Gardens of Spain, from Manuel de Falla, performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra, led by Eugene Ormandy, with pianist Philippe Entremont, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 3 p.m. and about time for All Things Considered. Later on tonight, at 7, we bring you Classics Live, followed by Classical Music with Destiny, from 8 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for Classical Music on a Thursday afternoon on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth, an after-school program for students in Chanute. Now in a fundraising challenge to support the program, with 100% match doubling donations through the end of the year. Contributions welcome at cherrystreet.org.
Them as much